He is risen. Praise God. Welcome to the Resurrection Sunday of Crossroads Church of Dubai. Pastor Alvin po naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders ng iglesyang ito. Jesus is risen. Basahin po natin ang verses 1 to 6. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, was risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Since Jesus died late on a Friday afternoon, hindi nagkaroon ng pagkakataon si Joseph of Arimathea na i-anoint ang katawan ni Jesus ng oil o pabango and spices. Binalot na lang niya po ito ng madalian ng linen dahil ho malapit na po mag-Sabbath. Kaya hindi ho siya basically na buhusan ng pabango or oil. And watching from a distance, I see Mary Magdalene at si Mary, the mother of James, who earlier in that day ay nasaksihan ang paghihirap at pagkamatay ni Kristo sa krus. Bumalik sila sa ikatlong araw ng pagkalibing, si Salome ay kasama na nila, upang i-anoint si Jesus o ang katawan ni Jesus ng oil at saka spices. Now, hindi kasi ho custom ng mga Jews na i-embalm ang kanilang mga patay na bangkay. Kaya ginagawa na lang nila ito upang mapatungan yung mabahong amoy na nagde-decompose na katawan. Ito din ay isang symbolic expression of their love and devotion sa Panginoon. Maagang maaga sila pumunta sa libingan ni Kristo at medyo may kadiliman pa po. Inaalala nila kung paano nila tatanggalin yung malaking bato na nahinarang sa entrada ng libingan. Maybe they are hoping to find a stranger, hopefully isang lalaki o dalawang lalaki na matipuno na kung saan pwedeng tulungan sila i-roll back yung stone. Mark, the historian, gave us a glimpse ng pinagdadaanan ng mga kababaihan ito by giving this specific point or comment. These women were deeply affected sa pagkamatay ni Kristo. Kaya kahit walang kaplano-plano, sinunod na lang nila ang Jewish customary burial procedures kahit di nila alam kung paano pumasok mismo sa libingan. Pagdating nila doon, nakita nila na yung stone was already rolled back. In short, na bumukas po, may nag-roll yung pabalik at nag-iwan ng bukas yung entrada. Hindi mapaliwanag sa Mark kung paano nabuksan ang libingan o yung stone na ito. Pero si Matthew binanggit niya sa Matthew chapter 28 na it was mentioned that an angel sent by God tinanggal po ang nakaharang na bato upang sila'y makapasok. You could see that in Matthew 28 verse 2. Hindi ito binuksan, take note, para makalabas si Jesus sa tomb na parang nung nabuhay siya, nagkakakawag siya, nagkakatok, hindi siya makahinga na, hindi, kaya binuksan ng anghel. Hindi po. He is in his glorified state. He can pass through walls by this time. At ang reason po kung bakit binuksan ito, hindi para makalabas si Jesus, kung hindi para sila makapasok. Yung mga kababaihan. At ganun na nga nangyari. Agad-agad silang pumasok sa loob. Marahil ay ine-expect nila makita yung bangkay ni Jesus. Pero sa kanilang kinagulat, remember, medyo madilim-dilim pa ho ito, may nakita silang binata na nakasuot ng mahaba at maputing damit at nakaupo sa gawing kanan. Sa pagkakapaliwanag ni Mark, ng details ng kasuotan ng lalaki, hindi humalabo na anghel po ito. Nagulat at natakot ang mga babae sa kanilang di inaasahang makita. Of course, as libingan ka, you're expecting a corpse, all of a sudden may nagsalita, ang dilim, biglang nagliliwanag sa kanyang kasuotan. Napansin ng anghel na sila'y natakot. Kinalma sila nito at ito ang sinabi sa verse 6. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Maiksi lang yung sinabi ng anghel, pero napaka-importante ng details ng sinabi niyang yan. Unang-una, sinabi niya, you seek Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus is a common name nung time na yon. Pero yung Jesus of Nazareth, since sa kasikatan ni Jesus na nung time na yon, because of his teaching and in his miraculous acts, people are know him as Jesus of Nazareth. This is to affirm then na ang binabanggit niyang Jesus sa mga kababaihan is the same Jesus na kilala nila na tiga Nazareth, na kung saan anak ng karpintero na si Joseph, who they witnessed supernaturally heal the sick, cast out demons, raise people from the dead, and preached about the kingdom of God, Jesus of Nazareth. Pangalawa, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, ito yung second point na sinabi niya, who was crucified. This Jesus na kilala ninyo, who you witness, suffered and died on the cross. Ito siya. Remember, the other disciples were in the hiding. But you women were there. You were with him to the very end. So parang ganun po ang senaryo. Jesus who was crucified. Napaka-fresh pa sa alaala ng mga tao yon. Pangatlo, you seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. Towards the last part ng verse tells us, see the place where they laid him. This Jesus who you know, who you witness died on the cross, ay na kung saan na nakita nyo na nilibing. And from there, the angel invites them, come and see. Tingnan po ninyo kung saan siya nilatag. Ang tanong, bakit? Bakit inimbita sila ng anghel? Well, obviously, para makita na wala na yung katawan doon. Pero siguro, para makita din nila yung naiwan na linen clothes na kung saan ginamit pambalot sa kanya, which was mentioned sa John 20, na kung saan may naiwan ng mga linen wraps doon. Remember, these were the same women who saw Joseph of Arimathea wrap Jesus' body with linen. And now the angel invites them to see na wala na ang katawan niya pero naiwan ng linen. Parang sinasabi niya, naalala niyo to? Nakita niyo to, di ba, nung binabalot? Pang-apat, obviously, Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified, he has risen. He is not here. Jesus is alive. Yun ang sinasabi ng anghel. An empty tomb is a clear evidence that Jesus is alive. Hindi na kailangan i-anoint ang body niya because Jesus did not stay dead. He rose from the grave. Lahat ng mga tanyag na religious gurus sa mundo, nung namatay at nilibing, ay nanatiling patay at nakalibing. Si Jesus lamang ang hindi nanatiling patay. Siya'y nabuhay na muli. Kaya pag pupunta ka ng Israel, you would visit yung tomb or at least tombs that claim nandun nilagay si Christ. Wala. Walang bangkay doon. Now, maaaring marami hong katuruan that rejected Christ's death and resurrection. And I'll mention a few na kung saan mali po yung mga katuruan ito. Kasi there are people who are trying to explain yung kanyang pagkabuhay na kung saan theologically hindi align. Unang-una, may nagsasabi sabi ng iba si Jesus daw ay hinimatay dahil sa intense physical pain at saka punishment. Tapos nung na-regain na niya ang kanyang consciousness, he unwrapped himself and then gumawa na lang ng paraan, nakaharap ng paraan kung paano matanggal po yung malaking bato na nakaharang sa libingan. Alam ko, medyo nakakatawa yung ganon, pero may mga naniniwala pong ganon. Meron naman iba naniniwala at sinasabi na hindi talaga nabuhay ang kanyang katawan. Patay pa rin si Kristo. Ang binuhay ng Diyos ay yung kanyang kaluluwa. At kaya yon Jesus was resurrected dahil sa kanyang, yung spirit niya ay buhay. Ito po ang paniniwala at tinuturo po ng mga kaibigan nating Jehovah's Witnesses. Some believe na nagkamali lang ng pinasok ng libingan yung mga kababaihan. It gets cred. Meron ako nakitang 12 to 15 and I'm just mentioning a few. Dahil sa sobrang dilim daw ng madaling araw and then siguro nagpapantasya sila, baka hindi siya patay, pinaniwalaan nila ang sarili nilang pantasya, pumasok sa isang libingan. Uy, buhay siya! Hindi raw kay Jesus yung, kay Pedro pala yun, o kay Matias, kung sino man yun. Yun ang pinaniniwalaan nila. Hindi talaga, nagkamali lang. As mentioned last week, ang mga kaibigan natin, ang mga Muslim, naniniwala na hindi siya namatay. Nag-provide daw ng substitute kay Kristo para mamatay on His place on the cross. At ang isa sa pinakasikat na ang ginagamit po ngayon, hanggang ngayon, ay ninakaw ng mga disciples ang bangkay. Ninakaw, tinago, at ang pinamalita sa lahat, buhay siya, buhay! Ang nakakapagtaka po, itong klaseng paniniwala goes way back sa Matthew 28. Kasi yun ang inisip ng mga Pharisee, chief priests. Matthew 28, 12 to 15, let me read it to you. So, nadiskubre ng mga Roman soldiers na wala na yung bangkay ni Christ doon. Shocked sila that He has risen from the grave. Pinalita ito sa mga chief priest. Ito po ang sinabi ng chief priest sa verse 12. They gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people His disciples came by night and stole Him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears," kasi by the way, pag nalaban ng governor to, patay yung mga sundalo na to. Kapag nakarating ito sa governor, ito ang advice ng mga chief priest, "We will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed, and this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. So pinakalumang dahilan daw yon, ninakaw ng mga disciples. But here's what we believe the Bible teaches. Jesus was raised bodily. This historical fact was written in all gospel accounts, including Matthew, Luke, at saka John. The angel didn't go through a lengthy theological discussion or arguments patungkol sa resurrection. Bagamat God will do this in time, pero the angel states na yung prediction ni Jesus na nabuhay siya muli ay nangyari na. Sabi sa ibang mga gospel accounts, kagaya ng kanyang sinabi, mabubuhay siya muli at pupunta sa Galilee. Mga kaibigan, kung ikaw ay naimbitahan po dito ngayong umaga, dahil siguro naku-curious ka, ano ba itong sineselebrate ng mga Christians patungkol sa Easter, gusto ko malaman yan, we're glad nandito ka, we're glad na kung saan you can witness and experience what we believe about Christ's death and resurrection, which we sang about multiple times ngayong araw. At marahil marami ka nang napuntahan ng mga religious gatherings at nakapakinig ng iba't ibang klaseng katuruan kung paano magkaroon ng tamang relasyon sa Diyos. Maaaring ikaw yon. Kaibigan, let me make it simple para po sa atin. Lahat ng mga reliyon, dalawa lang ho ang reliyon. Lahat ng mga, kasi una, lahat ng mga reliyon sa mundo ay naniniwala na kailangan nilang may gawin na kabutihan upang magkaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos. Kailangan kong gawin ang mga bagay na ito, mga kabutihan na ito, upang magkaroon ako ng tamang relasyon sa Diyos. Only true biblical Christianity will tell you na wala kang kayang gawin na kabutihan para maayos ang relasyon mo sa Diyos. That's the difference between true biblical Christianity and the religions of the world. Wala kang kayang gawin upang i-restore ang relationship mo sa isang galit na Diyos sa kasalanan mo. Tayong lahat ay makasalanan at walang kakayanan lumapit sa Diyos para magkaroon ng relasyon. John 6:44 tells us, "No one can come to me," sabi ni Jesus, "unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." Yung word na "can" po dyan is not a word of permission. Can I borrow this? Can I do that? It's not a word of permission. It is a word of ability. Yun po ang pagkakagamit ni John po dito. So if I'm reading this text correctly, we can somehow translate it this way. No one has the ability to come to Jesus unless the Father who sends me draws him. Wala ho tayong kakayanan. No one has the ability. Only true biblical Christianity will tell you it is only through Jesus Christ ka lamang magkakaroon na tunay na relasyon sa Diyos Ama dahil sa kanyang ginawa sa krus. He died on that cross. He lived a life of perfect obedience to the Father, died on the cross for our sins, was buried, which we have seen last week, and now we're seeing resurrected from the grave. It is through faith in Christ alone that one can have a true relationship to Jesus Christ. So friends, if you believe, kagaya na kinanta natin kanina, I believe in the resurrection. Do you believe in the resurrection of this Savior who was risen for your and my justification? Then there is an invitation na talikuran natin ang ating kasalanan at ilagay ang ating pananampalataya sa ginawa ni Kristo sa krus para sa kaligtasan natin, para sa kapatawaran sa ating kasalanan. Kay Kristo lamang ang tunay na kaligtasan. Kay Kristo lamang magkakaroon ng tunay na relasyon sa Diyos Ama. Mga kaibigan, napakahalaga na paniwalaan natin ang bodily resurrection ni Jesus. The resurrection is important. Kasi, one, it verifies that Jesus Christ is God. Tunay nga siya na Diyos. So, who raised Jesus from the dead? Trick question? Maybe not. The person who raised Jesus from the dead is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The triune God raised Jesus Christ from the grave. That resurrection tells us that He is God. Second, it tells us that God accepted the sacrifice for our sins. Walang ibang sacrifice. Hindi po yung naglalatigo ka ng likod. Hindi po yung nagpapapako sa krus. Hindi po lahat ng mga dasal, lahat ng mga simbahan pupunta ng isang gabi. Lahat hindi ho nagbibigay ng pera or any offering, hindi ho siya sufficient. And this is not to talk down sa mga paniniwala ng ating mga kaibigan, it's just mere truth. God is not satisfied by these things. He's only satisfied by the death of His Son. That's why He was risen from the grave. Third, importante po resurrection because it saves sinners and it's the basis of our justification. Kung nanatiling patay si Kristo, mananatili tayong walang pag-asa. Mananatili po tayo na walang relasyon sa Diyos at mananatili po ang galit ng Diyos sa atin. 1 Corinthians chapter 5:15, verse 17. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Fourth, importante po ang mismong resurrection because it gives true hope. Yun ang tunay, it gives true hope. We are promised that we will rise from the dead one day. There are two ways to get out from this world. One, through death. Second, through the second coming of Christ. Pero ang magandang ho, yun yung glorious hope po natin that one day we will rise from the grave with glorified bodies, parang kay Jesus. No more pain, no more sickness, no more struggling sa ating health, mga health issues natin. No more death. It gives us the promised hope, that future hope, that future grace. It gives true hope kasi we will see loved ones who had gone before us. Well, sometimes heaven gets sweeter. Of course, the ultimate joy is Christ, but also it gets sweeter dahil nakikita mo rin yung mga mahal mo sa buhay na nakakilala sa Panginoon. You have loved ones who came to faith in Christ. Probably they are those of old who led you to Christ, na naging rebelde ka sa tao na to. And they are rejoicing knowing that you came to faith. Makikita mo sila. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, if you want to be encouraged, read that truth. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then tayo sa second coming ni Christ, and there will be a grand reunion. No more saying goodbyes. Masaya ang reunion eh. Ang nakakalungkot sa larang reunion, yung pauwi. Kaya you look forward to that next reunion. But this reunion, walang goodbyes. Na-miss mo na sila? Great, you'll get to see them kung sila ay nasa Panginoon. There will be endless joy kasi we will be with Christ. It gives us true hope kapag tayo nag-share ng gospel. Okay? It gives us hope when we share the truth of the gospel to loved ones. And if they believe this gospel, they will join us. Allow me to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. And your faith is in vain. This gives us boldness to preach the gospel. Because we do not have a dead God. We have a living God.
Sabi ng anghel sa mga kababaihan, hindi nyo siya matatagpuan sa lugar ng patay. Kasi siya ay buhay.
And you women are witnesses to his life, his death, his burial, and now the first messengers and the first message bearers of this resurrection.
Pinili ng Diyos.
And with such glorious truth ng balita na ito, dapat lamang ipagsaba ito sa lahat. Which is yung second and last point natin. Go and tell others. Let's read verses 7 to 8 muli. Ng Mark chapter 16. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Ang mga kababaihan na ito has or had witnessed Jesus' life, ministry life niya, ang kanyang death, now have seen evidences of his resurrection, and now God, through the angels, has chosen them to relay this good news sa kanilang mga kasamahan.
What's interesting sa first century Jewish culture, ang testimony ng mga kababaihan ay hindi kino-considered credible or reliable, lalo na sa court of law. Pero sila ang pinili ng Panginoon to be His first witnesses.
Ang pagiging faithful historian ni Mark captures ang realistic reaction or response ng mga kababaihan nung nakita nila mga angels. At may sinabi sa kanila yung instructions.
Let's see that once again in verse 8. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they had said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Now, sometimes people get this wrong pag binasa. After, some would say, well, after binigay yung instruction ng angels, na-excite sila, lumabas sila sa tuwa at papunta sa disciples.
Hindi po. They were terrified.
tremble, nanginginig sa takot. Maring iba sa atin, nagtataka kung bakit ganun ang naging reaksyon ng mga kababaihan. Pastor, hindi ba dapat natutuwa sila nung sinabi na buhay si Kristo? Kung sa akin sinabi yun, na buhay pala ang tatay ko, di syempre matutuwa ako, bakit dito pa nanginginig pa sila sa takot? Well, kailangan siguro natin unawain ang kanilang kalagayan. Kwento lang natin kung ano yung kalagayan nila. Kasi everything na nangyayari for the past days at itong gabi na yon doesn't make any sense or do not make any sense para sa kanila. Una, nasaksihan nila na tinorture, pinaslang at nilibing ang kanilang kaibigan and Lord. They were grieving sa pagkawala ng kaibigang ito. Pumasok sila sa libingan expecting to see Jesus' body, pero sinalubong sila ng mga anghel na Matthew describes it sa verse 28 na parang lightning yung appearance. Madilim, libingan, yun ang makikita mo. Tapos sinabi pa, buhay si Jesus, na alam nila patay. That they have witnessed how he was tortured. Yung paraan ng pagkapatay ni Kristo ay traumatic sa mga mahal nila, mahal niya sa buhay. And then sasabihin, buhay, nandun sila nung tinusok yung spear sa tagiliran niya, nandun sila nung binabalot na halos wala nang ihihi ngayon kung sakaling buhay, na tatlong araw, on the third, inabot ng ilang araw mismo sa libingan, and then sasabihin mo, buhay, at inutusan pa sabihin sa kanilang mga kasamahan na kung saan alam naman niya wala silang boses dahil babae sila. Of course they will be terrified. That's a lot to take in. Siyempre, ang initial reaction nila ay mapapatili siguro pag nakita yon o mananakbo palabas. Wala silang sinabihan sa mga pangyayaring ito for a while, pero eventually, hindi sila nanatiling tahimik. They told the disciples. Makita yan sa Luke 24. Listen, God used these ordinary women to herald an extraordinary message that will change the course of human history. Ordinary women. They boldly proclaim the good news of Christ's resurrection kahit alam nila na hindi naman sila sineseryoso. They took the risk of being ridiculed and rejected. And we are glad they took that risk and proclaimed this glorious truth. Because the gospel of Christ spread among the nations. Many gave up their lives in missions. Nakarating sa atin yung good news na ito. These are merely ordinary women. The Apostle Paul said, so 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 28, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. Kaibigan, kung sa tingin po natin, hindi tayo pwedeng gamitin ng Panginoon dahil hindi tayo ganong kaalam, hindi tayo maalam, hindi tayo magaling magsalita, wala tayo masyadong karanasan, hindi tayo aral, o kaya naman hindi maganda ang reputasyon mo dahil sa nagawa mo nung nakaraan, or hindi tayo sineseryoso ng mga kapamilya natin pag nagsalita tayo o ng mga katrabaho natin o mga kaklase natin o mga kaibigan natin, hindi tayo gagamitin ng Panginoon. Kaibigan, nagkakamali po kayo. Those who trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation has been given new life and a new purpose. And He has given us a mission bilang followers of Christ to share the good news of Christ's resurrection to all. And the Holy Spirit, by the time na ikaw ay magshare
ng gospel will empower you. Galing po kay Jesus din yan. Matthew chapter 10, verse 18 to 20. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Mga kaibigan, you will miss out on this blessing if you don't share the gospel. If you don't take a risk sharing the gospel sa mga mamahal natin sa buhay. If you try to avoid talking about the gospel sa mga tao na sa tingin mo difficult kausap. Put your confidence in the sufficiency of the scripture, of the gospel of Christ. Kasi at the end of the day ng presentation mo, it's not you who's going to save them. It's God. Merely ordinary people. The weak things of the world. The foolish people of the world. Yan ang ginagamit ng Panginoon para wala silang mapagmalaki. And to shame those who are wise in this world. You know, I was trying to meditate this section na ito. It's a short passage and we're almost done. Isa sa mga bagay that moved me sa verse 7, yung sinabi ng angels. And here it is. Go tell his disciples and Peter. And Peter. Sino ba si Peter? Well, let me tell you kung ano nangyari mga nakaraan na araw. Peter abandoned him. Peter denied him publicly to the point na kinahihiya niya si Kristo. At sinabing, hindi ko siya kilala. And now Jesus, through the mouth of his angelic messenger, mentions Peter's name. And Peter. Pakisabi sa mga disciples, pati kay Peter. Could it be that God can see what Peter is going through nung time na yon? The guilt, the anger sa sarili, the failure, failing the master. Hindi probably, he knows. And that small N Peter, pag sinabi ng mga kababayan niyang kay Peter, is such huge encouragement. Read the other gospel, tumakbo siya, papunta sa tomb. Kasi feeling na galit na sa akin ng Diyos. Mga kapatid kay Kristo, if you are ever tempted to doubt ang kindness and goodness ng Panginoon sa buhay mo, remember these words and Peter. Sa atin ng mga nagkamali, yeah, sa atin ng mga nagkamali, who failed our Lord, alalahanin po natin when Jesus resurrected from the grave, this is one of the men that he wants to meet, the one who abandoned him. Yun ang gusto niya makita. He is a gracious God who goes after sinners. Friend, God is not done with you yet. He's doing a good work in you that you don't even know. Cling to Christ. Run away. Turn away from sin. Cling to Christ. Sa lahat ng mga followers ni Christ na nandito, we have a story to tell the world. If we believe Christ has been raised from the dead, we must tell the world. Proclaim the gospel. Lagi nyo naririnig yan dito sa pulpit. Have we been proclaiming the gospel? Second, pray and prepare if the Lord is leading you to go out to missions or to church plant or to be part of these initiatives. Proclaim the gospel, pray and prepare. Third, provide. Let us be gospel partners. and start supporting those who go out of their way, risking their lives for the sake of the gospel. We know a few people who literally yung life nila is on the line. Physically, their lives. Yet, they chose to be there because they want to share the greatest news of all. Christ has risen. Is risen. Friends, another good thing about the resurrection, it gives us assurance that Christ will come for us one day and we will be with Him and those who have gone before us. This is such great comfort na isang araw babalikan tayo ng ating Panginoon. Hindi tayo mananatili dito. Allow me to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, at least a few portions of it. If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 14. 1 Thessalonians 4, and I will be reading from verses 14 to 18. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. Verse 16, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of the command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. And verse 18 tells us, therefore, encourage one another with these words. Encourage one another with these words. Christ will come for us. In conclusion, I came across a video online of a short excerpt na nagawa ko one Easter morning years ago. And I have been reminded of the truth of the gospel, and I'd like to read it to you as we close itong time natin together. And I read, the empty tomb for these women means Christ has risen. And if Christ has risen, sin has been dispelled. Death has been defeated. Satan annihilated. We will be resurrected. Our blessed hope is well founded. Friends, these and many more are the reasons for us to believe and celebrate and praise our risen King Jesus. That's our hope. If there is a resurrection, there is a return. That's a glorious time para sa mga mananampalataya. Jesus did not stay dead. He rose from the grave. And we must tell the world. Let's pray. O resurrected and exalted King, King Jesus, because You have been raised from the dead, death is no longer a foe, but a friend. Because You have been raised from the dead, we are no longer forsaken, but forgiven. Because You, Lord, have been raised from the dead, we are no longer enemies, but heirs with Christ. Because You have been raised from the dead, preaching the gospel is not useless, but essential. Oh, may we be marked by such joy until You come. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.